This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Testimony resumes later today in the New York criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein was in the courthouse during Monday's proceedings.
In blunt terms, Assistant District Attorney Matthew Colangelo laid out the theory of the case, that Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to win the 2016 election, that early in the campaign, Trump, attorney Michael Cohen, and David Pecker, the supermarket tabloid publisher, formed a conspiracy to influence the presidential election by concealing negative information about Trump. That, he said, led to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and two others. And according to the DA, Trump then falsified business records to cover it all up. Defense attorney Todd Blanche said there was nothing criminal here, that Trump was trying to protect his family, his brand, and his reputation. Blanche also said Cohen is a convicted liar and cannot be trusted. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a request by Senate candidate Carrie Lake to get rid of electronic voting machines in Arizona. That story from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Lake filed her lawsuit during her unsuccessful campaign for governor in 2022, asserting concerns that the electronic voting machines were hackable. But a federal appeals court ruled against her, saying that Lake produced no evidence that the machines had been hacked and that her only real claim was that the machines could be hacked in the future. She appealed to the Supreme Court, which now has dismissed her claim without comment.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. Columbia University has moved all classes online for the remainder of the semester in wake of campus protests over U.S. policy in the Middle East. Faculty walked out Monday in solidarity with students demanding an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. Dozens of protesters have been arrested at New York University and at Yale. Construction is underway on a high-speed passenger rail line that will connect the Los Angeles area to Las Vegas. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the $12 billion project known as Brightline West broke ground on Monday.
Brightline West trains are designed to travel more than 180 miles per hour, faster than any rail line in the U.S. They're expected to make the 218-mile trip through the Mojave Desert in a little over 2 hours. At a groundbreaking ceremony outside Las Vegas, Brightline founder Wes Edens called the moment historic.
We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail in America, and 4 years from now, we won't be saying that anymore. So it's truly a historic moment.
Brightline already operates a rail line between Miami and Orlando that tops out at 125 miles per hour. Brightline West is receiving $3 billion in federal funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Trains could begin running as early as 2028. Joel Rose, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee says workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga have made a mistake by voting to unionize. Lee and some other Republican governors have warned that unionization threatens jobs. 73% of employees at the Chattanooga VW facility have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union after rejecting unionization twice earlier. Workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama plan to vote on whether to join the UAW next month. In Italy, police have arrested more than a dozen prison guards who have been accused of abusing and even torturing juvenile detainees at the behest of prosecutors. As Villa Marx reports, the Italian penal system has become increasingly notorious for massive overcrowding.
12 of the 13 guards work at a juvenile detention center in Milan, according to a prosecutor's statement. 8 other officers at the same facility have also been suspended. The arrests and suspensions mean almost half the guards are not currently working at the center. The investigation involved camera footage and wiretaps, say prosecutors, and began after detainees complained to a regulator about being handcuffed and then beaten. The largest Italian union for prison guards said it was, quote, dismayed by the details of the investigation and would wait for the country's judiciary to, quote, shed light on the matter as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is preparing to fly asylum seekers to Rwanda. Sunak had ordered lawmakers to remain in session until a law aimed at streamlining migration across the English Channel was passed by both houses. The proposal won parliamentary approval late Monday. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.